Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/Entitled People, where you'll hear stories about people who think that the world revolves around them and that nobody else matters. Guys, I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday today. And if it's not Tuesday, I hope you're having a lovely day in general. Guys, in this episode, you'll hear three entitled stories. The first is a nice and short one about how a mother tries to police a freaking beach. The second story is an absolutely insane one as well, and it's how an entitled neighbor won't take no for an answer when OP tells her that she's not a babysitter. She kept dropping the kid off at OP's house. And the last story is also super outrageous, and it's about OP's parents being entitled and irresponsible because they keep popping out kids and they want to take away OP's college fund to raise the new baby. I hope you guys stay for the stories today. And remember, if you start to feel angry, take some deep breaths. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, Lady Tells Me to Cover Up at a Beach Because I'm a Distraction to Her Son. I'm at the beach with a couple of my friends before Corona, and I'm wearing a new bikini that I just bought. So there I am, just laying down in the sun, when this lady comes and stands over me. Obviously, I'm confused, so I ask her if there's a problem. She tells me that I need to cover up my chest area because I'm distracting her son, who looks to be about roughly my age. I tell her that I'm not gonna cover up, as it's my body, and I'll wear what I wanna wear, and that if I'm distracting her son, well, that seems to be her problem. And maybe she should teach her son to respect girls and not to stare at them. She did not seem to like this at all, and she starts to scream at me in the middle of the beach, telling me that I'm a bad influence on young girls, and she hopes that I never have children, because they'll turn out to be like me. She also says that I'm disrespecting mothers all around the world, because apparently, I'm there just trying to seduce their sons. I'm literally 17 years old. Eventually, her son comes over and drags her away, but I was just laughing it off. But it made me think, why did her son not come over any sooner to drag her away? Oh, OP. It's probably the same reason that guys try to distract the teacher when they're called up to the whiteboard to show the class how to do an equation. He probably spent that few minutes thinking about apples, video games, 100-year-old grandmothers. You get it. You guys get it. Guys will get it. But seriously, the mom's gonna police the beach all day and talk to everyone who wears bikinis. It's much easier for her to leave the beach at that point, or get a blindfold for her son. Oh my goodness. This story is titled, Stop Sending Your Kid Over. I'm Not a Babysitter. Years ago, this new neighbor of mine kept trying for the better part of a summer to use me as a free babysitter. It started when her kid, who was a really cute, well-behaved kid, about 7 years old, showed up at my door at 7:15 in the morning. We were all just waking up and getting around, so I told him that my boys weren't ready to play yet, and to come back in a few hours. That's when the kid told me that his mom had gone to work. This seemed a bit odd to me, so I brought him in and tried to call his mom, and sure enough, she was gone. So, I brought him in and fed him breakfast. He stayed there with us for the rest of the day, and he got along well with my two boys, who were 5 and 10. I had only talked to his mom about 2 times, so I had no idea why she thought that this was a good idea. When his mom came home, I walked him over so I could talk to her. I told her not to do that again. I told her I would be willing to watch him on occasion if she asked first, but not every day. Her response was, "Well, what else do you have to do all day? I see you at home all the time." This kind of took me by surprise. I tried to tell her that I work at home on commissions, that I'm an artist. She rolled her eyes and told me that being an artist isn't a real job, and besides, I was married, so I don't need to work. I told her not to do that again, that she has teenage kids home for the summer and just have them babysit. She frowned at me and said, "They work." I went home after that, and the next morning at 7:15, the kid shows up again. Once again, I bring him in and feed him breakfast and later lunch. Once again, I take him to his home, and once again, I told his mother to please not do that again. She actually tried to tell me that it was my neighborly duty to watch him, and I told her that if she sent him over tomorrow, I won't be there because of a doctor's appointment. The lady said that as a babysitter, that I should have given her several days' notice about this. I angrily told her that I was not a babysitter, and then went home. The next morning, I made my 7 a.m. appointment. I did some grocery shopping afterward, and it was about 10 a.m. when I got home. The poor kid was waiting for me on my porch. He had been there for nearly 3 hours, and the little guy was scared and hungry. That night, when I took the kid home, I was angry. I told her how the kid was scared and alone. She actually said that she told me that I hadn't given her enough time to find someone else, and that he being alone was my fault. I pointed at her and said, "I'm not a babysitter. Don't send him over again." That night, this woman had her nephew call me to scream at me for not being home when this poor lady dropped her son off. And how dare I leave a small child alone like that? I said I had repeatedly asked her not to send the kid over anymore, and that I was not a babysitter. The nephew freaked out at me when I said that, and I hung up on his screaming at me. This worked for 2 wonderful quiet days. Then right back at it. I tried everything, but this woman insisted that it was my neighborly duty to babysit, and would tell me as much. Finally, I decided that to solve the problem, I would just get a job outside of my home, and that way, she would have to stop. I landed an interview for a position at a local library, and I was ecstatic. I told the woman to keep her son home, because I arranged for my kids to stay with their grandmother while I went to the interview. The next morning, I drove to my mother-in-law's house and took my kids inside. When I went to leave, I found this woman's kid waiting for me in my car. She had actually followed me there and put her son into my unlocked car, and then zoomed off while I was dropping off my boys. My mother-in-law wasn't the most flexible person in the world, and she adamantly refused to watch an extra kid. I had to cancel my interview. I was livid. I toyed with several ideas at this moment. I could take the kid to her job and leave him with her, or I could call the police and CPS. I really wasn't sure how stable this woman's job was, and I didn't want her to get fired. And when I went to go call CPS, I chickened out, because it really wouldn't be fair to the boy. I left the boy at my house with my hubby, as I planned to do a lot of cussing, and I stomped over to her house and met her before she even got out of the car. I shouted at her. I told her that she was dense, stupid, moronic, and crazy. I told her that she had lost me my job interview, and if she sent her kid over to be watched again, I was gonna call CPS and the police. I told her that she was violating my space, and if it took going to court to get her to knock it off, then so.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Be it. She then put her hand on her hip and in the most snotty tone said, "Well, if you didn't want to babysit him, all you had to do was tell me." I really do not know how I kept from punching her right then and there. This comment was so asinine. I turned on my heels and started to stomp home when I saw the husband pull up. Now, this was the first time I'd ever met the husband. He worked at a job that only allowed him to be home on the weekends. But when she saw him, she turned tail and ran into our house. He saw that I was upset and asked me what had happened. I told him all of it, especially the incident at my mother-in-law's. The poor man was shocked. He had been told that I was being paid and that he had been giving her money to pay me. He had no idea that all of this had been going on and was very, very apologetic about the whole thing. In fact, he apologized again to my husband when he came over to pick up his boy. Finally, she stopped sending her kid over. Later, I learned from others that she was bad-mouthing me and warning folks about what a horrid babysitter I was, but I took that as a favor. I didn't want to babysit any kids other than my own, and I still hate doing so. I don't hate kids, I love kids. It's dealing with the parents that I don't like. The kid came over only once in a while after that to play with my kids, after he called first to get permission, exactly the way it should be done. I'm sure his dad had something to do with that because the kid only came over on weekends. What a crazy nutso lady. Could you imagine dropping your kids off and then coming back to your car and having her put her kid into your car? So what would have happened if OP locked her car? So that lady would have left the boy standing there? You should have totally called the police after the first few times, because that's ridiculous. But maybe not, because that's her neighborly duty, to babysit kids. This next story is titled, "We're having a sixth kid that we can't afford, so we expect you to give us your college fund." I'm 19, a female, and am my parents' second child. I have three brothers, 21, 13, and 7, and a sister who's 16. We grew up poor, and our parents were often dependent on financial help from relatives, friends, etc. for raising us. This is because even though my dad has a mediocre job and my mom doesn't work, they just kept on popping out one kid after another. My parents are very religious and believe that children are a gift from God. My parents' reproductive choices would not bother me if it hadn't caused mine and my siblings' lives to turn to complete crap. While growing up, we never had any new clothes or toys. We had to accept handouts from family members who were better off. We never went out or did anything fun. To top it off, we were well aware that the rest of the family looked down on us for constantly asking for handouts. Now, my older brother and I have managed to get into good colleges and are looking forward to a future that would be better than our parents' lives. He and I were staying at our parents' place for a while due to COVID. One morning, my parents called all five of us into the living room. My mom said she had great news. The smile that was forming on my face died a quick death when she said, "We're pregnant." I lost my temper. I asked them how they could be so stupid and irresponsible. Do they not have enough financial troubles already that they have to bring in another mouth to feed? My older brother tried to calm me down, but I was livid. After a lifetime of scarcity because of my parents' stupidity, they still hadn't learned their lesson. I asked them how they planned to provide for the kid. And that's when my dad dropped the hammer. My dad told me that I would have to give up the money that our great uncle left me for college. My great uncle had left all five of us some money, which we could only access when we turned 18. I said, hell no. That money would help pay for my college expenses. My dad then called me selfish for not being there for family. My mom started crying and called me a heartless monster. Dad told me that he was disgusted with me. I told him there was no way I was going to pay for their stupidity and that the only thing I would be willing to pay for is a termination. What I was really worried about was my siblings' lives getting worse. My older brother and I have escaped our parents' clutches, but the others, especially my young sister, will be expected to help take care of this baby. No teenager deserves to have their adolescence ruined by diapers and a screaming baby. I know what that's like. I had to go through with that. It was expected of me to be an unpaid nanny to my younger brothers and sister. I always had to stay home and help give baths and feed the toddlers. I decided to get some family members involved so they could talk some sense into my parents. I called my mom's cousin. She's one of my favorite people. When I told her that mom and dad were having another kid, she reacted with, "What? Again? I told her everything and how they expected me to hand over my inheritance, and she said she was going to speak to my parents and told me not to sign over anything. I promised her I wouldn't, and of course I won't. I also called two of my first cousins, one of whom is an accountant, so she can explain to my parents how much of a financial liability this baby's going to be and try to convince them to either abort or give it up for adoption. My mom's cousin paid them a visit a week ago and tried to tell them that they weren't doing this child any favors by bringing it into a life of poverty. My mom was very rude to my aunt and told her that, quote, "A woman who chose to remain barren will never understand a mother's love." She said that because my aunt had decided to stay child-free. My dad told her to get out and to not come back. My aunt told me that there was nothing she could do, but she did try, and I didn't blame her. The cousin tried to explain the economic impact this kid would have, and my mom cried about how everyone's trying to take away her baby. The intervention didn't do squat, so now I've decided to cut contact with my parents. I just can't watch a family slide further and further into a hellhole. I'll be maintaining contact with my sister, just to make sure my parents can't brainwash her. My older brother's gonna stay in touch with all of them, which is a good thing, as he can act as a link between me and my other siblings if my parents ever forbid them from talking to me. Otherwise, I'm done with these people. You know what, OP? You definitely don't owe them your college fund. Your great uncle left that for you, and you need to use that money to establish your own life. Your parents can't keep popping out kids and then asking for handouts all over and start to pull money from any source they can get their hands on. But that's just my opinion on the matter. I really feel that it's unfair that, you know, they're taking away OP's college education because they want to have another kid that they could barely afford in the first place. So what do you guys think of the situation? Are the parents irresponsible, or is the father right that OP's being selfish and that family is everything? Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/Entitled People. I hope you guys enjoyed the stories today because I sure as heck did. If you missed the last episode, OP's mom thinks that she's entitled to OP's $1.3 million inheritance because she raised OP as a single mother. If you haven't seen it, check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.